The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Shmuel Selinsky.
Today's topic is Chadash. We're in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Ayin Beis 172, and the Hilchos Chadash, the laws of the new grains, and in it are three sections. Okay, so our first thing is, what exactly is Chadash? The two words to learn here are Chadash, new grains, and Yashan, which are old grains. So to get the full picture, because there's a lot of confusion about exactly what's going on, I want to draw a picture about what happens in the time of the temple. The grains grew, people would plant them, and then as the harvest time comes, it's forbidden to harvest any grains, any of the five species. That's wheat, barley, oats, rye, spelt. Any of those, it's forbidden to harvest, forbidden to eat, until the Omer offering was brought on the second day of Pesach. Once the Omer offering is brought, then it's completely permissible, harvest, eat, whatever a person wants, that's fine. Just for clarity, for the bigger picture, it's still forbidden from those new grains, even though one could now eat them. It's forbidden to one should not bring a korban from those grains, a grain offering, a mincha offering, until the two loaves were offered on Shavuot. On Shavuot, there's a special musaf. Besides the musaf offerings, there's a special offering, and that is the two loaves of wheat bread, actually. It's it's the only chumetz public offering. That allowed new grains to be brought into the temple. So, okay, the Omer, even though the Omer offering was barley, it's the earliest ripening grain, and it was harvested on the second day of Pesach. It even overrode Shabbat. And people could harvest, the harvesting was done. Then it is taken into the temple. It was parched, it was ground, and it was made into an offering. And this barley was the first of offerings brought into the temple. The first of the grain offerings, in the temple and of that year, and that permitted people to eat. Again, people couldn't bring a grain offering themselves until Shavuos comes along. But so far as eating goes, that permits it. The Sefer Chinuch has a very interesting view on this. Just as we don't eat grains, we don't eat food at all until we make a bracha on it. First, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having such things in the world. Then, we can eat. So, too, it's not appropriate to begin eating of the new grains until we, so to speak, give HaKadosh Baruch Hu his due. Bring a korban for it, and that's our thanks for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is fantastic. Of course, God doesn't need our offerings. That's a whole other issue. But to bring that offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we can eat the grains. It's like saying the bracha before eating anything. Okay, now this iser of not being able to eat from any of the grains until the Omer offering is brought, that is what we're talking about. The new grains before the Omer is brought is called Chadash, new grains. And the old grains, which is just a figurative term, Because as soon as the Omer offering is brought, whatever grains are around are called yoshan, the old stuff, and that's perfectly fine to eat. It could be brand new chronologically, but it's called yoshan, old grains, because the Omer offering is already brought. And by the way, bringing the Omer offering covers not only the grains that are around at the time, but anything that's growing in the field, any seed that has already rooted, is covered by the Omer offering. Okay, so as long as grain was planted, let's say a few days before Pesach, and has already started to grow, it starts to root, then it's called covered by the Omer, and that's fine, that's perfectly fine once the Omer offering is brought. Again, the Omer offering was brought on the second day of Passover, second day of Pesach, which is the 16th of Nisan, and for those outside of the land of Israel, where we keep 2 days of Yom Tov out of the doubt, so, and also we would keep 2 days for the grains, the Chadash, because when is the Omer offering brought? The day after the Pesach. So we call it the 17th day of Nisan. In other words, the entire day of the 17th outside of Israel, we would say it's forbidden to eat the new grains, and on the night of the 18th, as soon as the 18th of Nisan starts, go for it, all the new grains are permissible. What if someone planted grains after that time, in the spring or summer or whatever, after the Omer offering has already been brought? In other words, they didn't root before the offering. The seeds didn't start to sprout at all. They were only planted after the Omer offering. Well, that stuff is our Chadash, and that we have to wait until after the next Omer offering is brought, the following Pesach, in order for that stuff to be permitted. Okay, just to get a little more clarity on it, we're going to take a look at the Pasuk in Parshas Emor. It's in Vayikra, the book of Leviticus, and it's chapter 23. Okay, and it's verse 9 starts the whole section. Okay, and Hashem spoke to the children, spoke to Moshe, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel. Tell them, when you come into the land of Israel that I'm giving you, and you reap its harvest, then bring an omer of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest, to the Kohen. And he'll wave the omer before the Hashem to be accepted for you. And on the day after the Shabbat, meaning the Yom Tov, the Kohen will do the wave offering. That's the 16th. The Shabbat here refers to Pesach, the Yom Tov, when work is forbidden. And the day after that is when we would bring it. And in addition to that, there's an offering of a lamb without blemish, or a one-year lamb, for an Ola offering to Hashem. And the meal offering is 2/10 measures of fine flour mixed with oil, an offering made by fire to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a Reich Nihoach, a nice smell. And there's also the drink offering, the libations of wine, a quarter of a hin. And now the bottom line, this is verse 14. 23:14 in Vayikra in Leviticus. Okay, and you will eat. Let's take a look at it in the Hebrew. V'lechem, and bread. V'kali, and parched kernels. That's like puffed wheat, that kind of a thing. V'karmel, this is grains which are still soft, which are crumbled in the fingers. There are other opinions that it's a flour made from the parched grains. Lo sochlu, do not eat them. Ad etzem hayom hazeh, until this very day, that day in which the Omer offering is brought, ad haviachem es korban elokeichem, until you bring that korban of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, hukas olam, it is a law forever, the dorosehem, for all your generations, which means not only in the time of the temple, but even after the time of the temple, and all your generations, b'chol moshevoseichem, in all of your dwellings. Well, all of your dwellings is an operative term, and that means not only inside of Israel, but also outside of the land of Israel. Okay, now, let's take a look with this background. Let's take a look at what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Ayin Beis 172. Hilchos Chadash. Aleph. Kasiv, it is written, and this is the pasuk we just read, v'lechem v'koli v'charmel, the bread and parched grains and soft grains, the fresh grains that are crumbled in the hands. Lo sochlu, do not eat them at etem hayom hazeh, until this very day, etc. Now, whenever you have an etc. in a text, it's very worthwhile to look it up because a lot is going on in there, and very often if that's brought, it's being referred to. As we saw in the pasuk, it says, in all of your dwellings. And that's important for us. And in all of your generations, which means even not in the time of the temple, and even outside of the land of Israel. Perush, the explanation of this, she'asurin le'echol, it is forbidden to eat, mituvua chadasha, from the new grains, mechameshes ha'minim, from the five species, and again the five species are wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. It's forbidden to eat from those five species, ad la'achar hakravas ha'omer, until after the offering of the omer. Shahakrivu, that it was offered. B'shishasar v'nisan, on the 16th day of Nisan. U'bazman she'ein omer, and in the time where there is no omer, we don't have a temple now, unfortunately. Kol hayom asurin, all the day is forbidden. In other words, it was permissible once the offering was done. You could eat those new grains immediately, as soon as the offering was done, on the afternoon of the 16th of Nisan. However, now that we do not have the temple, the entire day is forbidden. Levenei Chutzlaretz, and for those who live in Chutzlaretz, outside of the land of Israel, She'osim Yom Tov Shnei Yomim Machmas Sveika, who keep Yom Tov for 2 days because of the doubt, when exactly is the time going to be for the Yom Tov? So Gam Yom Yud Zayin Asura, even the 17th day of Nisan is going to be forbidden. Ad Hilas Leil Yudhet, until the night of the 18th of Nisan. A person can make Havdalah on the second day of Yom Tov, of Pesach, and immediately dig into those new grains. Fantastic. Okay. Utavua shenizra, and grains which were planted, v'nishasha, and rooted, kodem tetzayim v'nisan, before the 16th of Nisan, ha'omer hazehi tira, the omer permits them. So even though you don't even see much growing in the field at all, as long as it's rooted, and that may take even just 3 days, but as long as it has rooted, those grains which grow up and will be harvested later in the summer or even in the autumn, mutares miyad, they become permissible immediately, lahar katsirasam, after they are harvested. So grains which have rooted before the Omer is brought, before the 16th of Nisan, are called permissible to eat immediately upon their harvest, and one does not have to wait until the Omer comes again. Aval, but, im lo nishrasha kodem shishasar b'nisan, if they did not root before the 16th of Nisan, asura ajivo omer haba, they're forbidden until the next omer which comes along. So if grains were planted after Pesach, and they root only after the 16th of Nisan, one has to wait an entire year practically until the new grains, until the next Omer offering is brought in the following year, and then those grains become permissible. As we go on, we'll see, though, what actually applies here. Base. L'das rov gedolei haposkin. According to most of the great poskim, the great rabbis who do who paskin halacha, isur ze gam b'chutzlaretz hu min haTorah. This is forbidden also outside of the land of Israel from the Torah, as we saw. Kol Moshe Boseichem, in all of your dwellings, it says. Ulechein, and therefore, tzarichi lahashkiach ma'od b'tavua. And therefore, one needs to be extremely careful with the grains. Shenizra lefamim, because they can be sown sometimes, achara Pesach, O samuch lifnei Pesach, or they can be sometimes grown. They sow the seeds either after Pesach or very close to before Pesach, and then it would happen shelo hishrisha that they didn't root kodem tet zayin b'nisan before the 16th day of Nisan. Kagon, for example, saorim v'shibola shaul, such as barley and oats. Those could be sown afterwards. And again, we're talking about this sefer, the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, was written in Europe. So we have to see how this applies in other areas of the world too, but for right now, this is what he's saying. Ubiktsats makomos gam chitin. And in a few places, even wheat is going to be an issue. And when this happens, that these barley, oats, or wheats are planted after the 16th day of Nisan, she'masurim ad la'achar yudzai b'nisan haba, that they would be forbidden until after the 16th day of Nisan that comes the next year. In the parentheses it says, v'im hishrishu b'yom tet zayin. What if they actually gave root? They rooted on the 16th day itself. Mutaris b'tchila leil yud zayin b'nis haba. They are permissible on the night of the 16th of Nisan that comes mikoch memanavshach, from the logical way of looking at things, that however we're going to look at it, it would be permissible. Whether it's already called rooted and therefore it's perfectly fine, or it's okay. Vegam hashechar, also beer, hanasim itvuzu, which is made from this grain. Right? Beer is made from barley. That's going to be an issue. Asur ad la'achar Pesach haba, it'll be forbidden until the next Pesach. V'chein hashmurim musurim, and also, let's say people make sourdough, and they the sourdough, which is a yeast together with the flour, or shmurim could just refer to the brewer's yeast, which is that's a byproduct of the brewing process of beer, but it's a health food that people eat some. In any case, that also, if it came from the chadash stuff, from the new stuff, that is going to be a problem and asurim. V'imchintzu behamisa, if it soured a dough, like it's used to not sour, if it was used to make a dough, to make a bread, even though of a filu mitavu yashana, even though the grains are old grains, but the sourdough that's used is from the hadashta, kola iso sura machmas shmurim. The entire dough is going to be forbidden because of the shmurim, because of the yeast. It's still recognizable. We don't say it's bittel. We don't say it's nullified, even though it might be just a little bit. No. It caused the whole thing to rise. You know that it's in there. It's, forget it. The entire bread is going to be forbidden. Tavua shemistapkinba. Grain that we are doubtful about. Im yashana im hadasha. If it's yashan, if it's the old stuff, if it's the new stuff, I don't know where this stuff came from. So then what we're going to have to do, ya'asu aleha shailus hacham. Ask a Talmud hacham. Ask somebody who knows about these things. There are many rebbeim out there. Ask them. Okay. Gimel. The yesh omrim. And there are those who say. Now, before we get into this, what did the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch say? Any grains that were planted after that rooted after the 16th day of Nisan are going to be forbidden until the next 16th day of Nisan comes around. Okay. And if we have a question, we're not sure of it. By the way, beer made from that barley would be forbidden. Anything made from those, even a sourdough that's made from that, is going to be forbidden. The bread would be forbidden. So now, in Gimel, he says, Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, the Iser Chadash Ela B'Tavua, that there is no Iser of Chadash except through grains, Shagadla B'Rushus Yisrael, that grew in a domain of a Jew. Jewish grains, if it's a Jewish farm, then we have our problem. But if it's a non-Jewish farm, then we don't have a problem. V'afilu hasada shayeches l'goy, even if it's going to be that it's the field is shayech to a goy, the field is owned by a non-Jew, Elisha Yisrael Schora, that a Jew rented it from him. That's still going to be called in the domain of a Jew because he's the renter. It's, so to speak, his property, his crop at this time. And therefore, v'yesh b'tavuazu isur chadash. And there would be in this grain the isur of chadash. Aval, but b'tavuazu gadlu b'rashus goy. If the grain grew in the domain of a non-Jew, it's his farm, or, okay, ein bo iser chadash, then there is no iser of chadash. Okay, this is a huge heter. Okay, now there's a question whether or not this leniency applies inside the land of Israel or not. And again, one should ask a Talmud Chacham. That's what the star with the footnote tells us. Al zeh somchim harbe, and on this a lot of people rely. B'shas dechak, in a time that is difficult. In other words, if there's not going to be anything to eat, well, people would rely on that. Mikol makom b'tavua, in any case, with grains. Shagadlu b'rshus Yisrael, that grew in the domain of a Jew, ein shum heter, there is no way to permit it, even if it's going to cause hardship. I'm sorry, people have to get their grains from somewhere else if it is a situation where they themselves, it was their own Jewish farm. Okay? Aval, but Rabu HaChokim There are a lot of those who argue upon this heter, Romrim, and they say, the Gam B'Shel Goy, Eka Isser Chadash, even with the grains of a non-Jew, there is the Isser of Chadash. V'hamachmirim, and those who are strict upon themselves and keep the Isser of Chadash, even from the grains of a non-Jew, Tavol of Bracha, they should have a blessing come upon them. Okay? And the footnote says, and it's fitting and proper to be stringent over here. There are other heterim also for the new grains. For example, the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch says there is a sveka, there's a doubt. Maybe these grains are from last year. Maybe they're from this year. And even if they're from this year and it was planted, maybe it was planted maybe from this year's grains, it was planted before the Omer, before the 16th of Nisan, and maybe it was planted after the 16th of Nisan. So that's another way of permitting the new grains. And by the way, most hechsherim in the United States say they'll have that the stuff is kosher, the food is made with kosher ingredients, and so far as actually, is it chadash, is it yeshan, it will not say. So it will have the heksher on it. There are those who do have specifically yashan heksherim, and you will see on the package that it says yashan. I want to emphasize that many say if anyone wishes to take upon themselves yashan, that they would only be eating from old grains, they should say bali nader, because in a case of emergency, in a time of stress or whatever, and it's they can't find the stuff, again, they may find products that have a good hexer on it. It just may not include whether or not it's chadash or yashan. So, please, if you're going to do this, say it b'li neder. Now, let's take a little look at the crops themselves and see exactly what's going on. So, first of all, there are two major planting seasons. There's what's called a winter crop, which is planted in the spring, in the autumn. The grass, the grain begins to grow. Then it goes dormant for the entire winter. Then it grows in the spring when it gets warm again. And then it bears its grains and is harvested. A lot of grains are grown this way. Grain in general prefers moist weather while it is growing, and dry weather while it is ripening. So this is a very, very common type of growth pattern. There is another type of growth pattern in which the grains are planted in the spring. And those that are planted in the spring will grow up, ripen, and in the late summer, in the fall, is when they will be harvested. So our problem really occurs with these spring-planted crops. Now let's go through the five species and see what the actual issues are. So first of all, rye and spelt. Rye is primarily grown as a cover crop. It's a pasture. It's grown over an empty field. It is pasture that the animals will graze on it. And then it's plowed under and it rots in the soil, and that's called a green manure. That is the majority, a large portion of rye is done that way. A quarter of the rye which is grown is actually harvested for the grain. Okay, and those that are used for the grain are the ones which are planted in the fall and harvested in the summer. So since it's planted in the fall, it's already rooted. When the Omer comes along in the spring, the 16th day of Nisan, it's perfectly fine, it permits it, and once it's harvested in the summer, It's terrific. So there's no problem of Hadash so far as Rai goes. It's always going to be Yashan. Bear in mind, when a person buys rye bread, that in the standard rye bread has a mixture of rye and wheat. So we still have to talk about wheat. However, the rye itself, and there are people for health reasons who use strictly rye flour, that is going to be perfectly fine all the time. Spelt also is fall planted and spring harvested. Spelt is a special form of wheat. It's different enough that it has its own classification, its own name. And that also has no problem of Hadash because it's planted in the fall. Pesach comes along and then it's harvested either before or after the Omer. In any case, it rooted beforehand, so we have no problem at all. Now, oats are going to be a possible issue. Fall oats are planted in September to December, and they're harvested in, let's say, late May to July, even as far as September. So, fall oats are going to be fine. However, spring oats, which are the majority of oats that are planted in March to May, possibly early June, and they're harvested July to October. That means the problem of Hadash is only going to happen at the end of summer or in the autumn, in the fall. Bear in mind, though, when we said maybe it's from fall oats, maybe it's from last year's spring oats, but also, even if it is from the spring oats, it's going to depend upon when Pesach was. Maybe that particular one was planted before Pesach. Maybe it was planted after Pesach. In any case, oats could potentially be a problem of Hadash. So one should, if one wants to keep Hadash, be on the lookout for it and keep and ask a Hakam who is aware of exactly what's happening in that particular year. Okay? Barley also has a similar situation. There is spring barley planted, which is the majority of the barley crop, and that harvest begins in July and September, October. So again, we're talking late summer to autumn as to when the barley Hadash may hit the market. Again, let's take a look. From the autumn, let's say, when the new crop hits the market, until Pesach is going to be the time period that we have even any concern whatsoever. Once Pesach comes, everything's going to be fine until the next spring-planted crop may come in. By the way, we should add into the equation the fact that modern storage techniques are fantastic, extremely efficient, and grains can be kept a very long time, so it's not unreasonable to say that something may be from the past year's grain. Okay, now, wheat. Wheat is the big one. Okay, 35% roughly of wheat is spring wheat, and 65% of all wheat is basically winter wheat. Okay, we're talking a huge quantity of wheat is winter wheat. Again, it's planted in the fall, it goes dormant in the winter, it ripens the following spring, and everything's fine because it was clearly planted before the Omer, and then, even though it's harvested afterwards, it's going to be fine because it rooted before the Omer. Our issue is going to be spring wheat, which planted somewhere between March and May means that maybe it was planted before Pesach and rooted. Maybe not. It's going to depend when Pesach comes in any particular year also. So the spring wheats are going to be the issue. Again, somebody who really wants to investigate, ask a Hacham because It's going to change from year to year, etc. There are packages on the market that clearly say Yashan old wheat, and the hexers that we have that are reliable hexers, there are, as we say in times of difficulty, there is what to rely on, what the kitzer brought, the Ramah, and good eating to you. Have a wonderful time. If one keeps Yashan, please say Bli Neder. So in a case of an emergency where they're stuck, they're not going to be stuck. They won't have to undo a vow. And may you be very successful. Hatzlacha Rabbah.